Hi friends, it's Miss Rose, and I'm back to do part two of our book, The Day the Forest Turned Gray. When I stopped, we were on page 22, and I'll start with that just so that we can know where we ended. She even visualized Beauty shaking her head with her hand on her hip when she said it. "I wasn't talking to you," Lily replied, "with your ugly wings." And then Butter let out a laugh, which caused the twins to start arguing. Beauty cried out to her twin, "Butter, why didn't you take up for me?" Butter shrugged his shoulders and instantly stopped laughing. You could tell by the look on his face that he felt accused and a little angry. None of them had even noticed that the beautiful colors, smell movements, and sounds of the forest had started to fade into gray. With each interaction, a bit more anger was released into the world, and a bit more color and happiness were lost. And we all know that where there is anger, happiness cannot live. Now, I'm sure you remember Prudence, Mrs. Frog, who had been interrupted by the fussing in the forest. She noticed the gray right away and sprang into action. "Ladybugs, ladybugs," she yelled. "Oh my word, where are you?" And out of nowhere came this remarkable giggle. "Yes, Mrs. Frog, Lady smiled. "We need your laughter. The forest needs your laughter." Lady chuckled, but then took a second look around. With a shaky voice, she asked, "Why is everything so gray?" "Because they're angry. They've allowed their happiness to fade. Now we are losing our color. And everybody knows that where there is anger, happiness cannot live. We have to do something, and quick." "What can we do?" Lady questioned. "We have to send them joy, love, and a bit of laughter. Because where there is happiness, anger cannot live," Lady replied, finishing Prudence's statement. "That's right. Now go find Hilda. She can help by singing a song." Lady fluttered all off to find Hilda. "What's wrong, Miss Hilda? Why are you down here on the ground? And your wings, why are they gray?" "I don't know. I'm just so frustrated." Lady gave Hilda a big hug and then smiled. "It's okay," she said. And they both noticed something. The blues and greens started to reappear in Hilda's right wing. "Do it again, do it again," Hilda chirped with excitement. Lady gave her another hug, and the colors on her left wing came back. "This is amazing," Lady responded. Then she remembered what Prudence told her. Lady looked at Hilda and asked, "Can you sing a song for me?" Hilda put her head down and mumbled, "I don't know. I don't think I can." And just as she uttered those words, streaks of gray reappeared. Lady giggled. "Yes, you can. You can do it." Hilda cleared her throat and tried to let out a note, but nothing came out. Yet, just from trying, some color came back to her wings. So she tried again. And all of a sudden, this wonderful bellowing sound flowed from her beak. The trees began to turn from gray to deep browns, the grass to bright greens, and flowers to vivid pinks and majestic purples. Hilda was back in full color. Now Beauty and Butter were a ways off from the vibrations of Hilda's humming. They were sitting on a leaf, arms folded, backs turned. Beauty and Butter were grayer than the leaf that they sat on. But as soon as the sound reached them, the color on their leaves began to change, and so did they. The twins turned towards each other, hugged, and flew off, hand in hand, adding beauty to every place their sparkly wings touched. They even passed by Wasp on the way, and guess what? He was dancing. I hope you all enjoyed this story, and it lets us know that where anger is, happiness cannot exist. That when we're feeling down, we must always think positive thoughts, things that bring us joy, peace, and happiness. I'll see you soon.